The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. This is the show I wait for, and I hope you do also. The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal, and have a lot of wonderful things for your pianistic palate. George MacDonald wrote, "Home is the only place where you can go out and in. There are places you can go into and places you can go out of, but the only place where you may go out and in both is home." Constance Keane is with us again, and it's the fourth movement of Weber's Sonata No. 2 in A-flat. Oh, we've had that movement played by David Bar-Ilan and other people. I love the sonata in A-flat, and I don't know why it's no longer part of the permanent repertoire. Well, the fourth movement is in formal design a rondo. So, as I said, it's seldom played, but Weber should never be disdained. He is the major tributary of the new 19th century Romanticism. Here is the late Constance Keane in Weber's A-flat Sonata's fourth movement. Thank you. Constance Keane. She was a fixture of New York pianistic life, both as a teacher and a performer. I knew her for years, and I must say that she had some fascination about her, and I guess we used to call people like her a personality because she had it. That was the Weber A-flat Sonata, the fourth movement. Well played. Schumann was one of the gods of the piano, born in 1810, a few months after Chopin, the poet of the piano, in Poland. But it was worlds apart then, and the world's debt, though, to these incomparable geniuses is awesome. We hear Schumann's fourth novelette, played by the mighty Iron Man, Sviatoslav Richter. Always something in a Richter performance that I like, and many times there's something in it I don't like. But nobody has everything. We are together for The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal, and thank you for being with me. Bruno Bettelheim says, machines are beneficial to the degree they eliminate the need for labor, harmful to the degree that they eliminate the need for skill. But I think someday, and maybe soon, skill will go the way of legend, as silence has. Except for one group of people, musicians, violinists who saw away, pianists who pound away, these people will continue developing their skill. One of the finest musical minds today is Edmund Battersby, master teacher at Indiana University Celebrated Music School, and without doubt, one of the most interesting and erudite concert pianists. For many years, Edmund Battersby has performed the masterworks of the piano literature on original instruments as well as on the modern ones. He understands the specific and often ear-opening aspects of the earlier pianos. Listen closely and you'll hear timbres and grains and textures not heard on the piano that we call modern. Today I'd like for him to play for us two variations from Beethoven's Sacred Variations on a theme of a trivial waltz, which is not very trivial in the long run, by Anton Diabelli, publisher and composer. Very recently, you know, we had some of the other composers in these Diabelli variations. Now we hear the big time with Beethoven himself. It's Opus 120, and it's one of music's monuments, and Edmund Battersby gives it everything. He loves this work with a passion that defies fatigue, and he plays it everywhere he can. So we're going to hear on the Graf piano, a piano of Beethoven's time in Vienna, and it's a replica by a man by the name of Regier. The tempo marking is largo molto espressivo. Here is, on the Graf 1820s piano, Beethoven's 31st variation from Diabelli. Thank you. Edmund Battersby, who's had a wide-ranging career as a forte pianist, and he's recorded many things from the Mendelssohn Songs Without Words to Granados, fabulous Goyescas, and recently, some of the Albéniz Siberia. Well, we heard him play the 31st variation and with heartfelt depth, and you heard a Graf forte piano from a very intriguing Naxos 2-CD set where Mr. Battersby gives a complete performance of the Graf pianoforte in the Diabelli and on a modern Steinway. Let's now listen to Edmund Battersby in the last variation of the Diabelli, number 33. What a journey in over 50 minutes Beethoven took, and these are the great variations of the classical era. You just heard on a modern Steinway, Edmund Battersby, who was superb in the final variation of Beethoven's variations on a theme of Diabelli composed in 1823, but probably begun in 1819. I'm David Dubal in The Piano Matters. I hope you've had a good week, some relaxation too, and even, dare I say it, a bit of pleasure. Joy is not in things, you know. It is in us. Scarlatti is next up at bat. Well, of course, he was not a baseball player from Naples. The pianist I have here for you is Michael Lewin. I think he lives in Boston and teaches there. Well, it's the A major sonata, K328, by Domenico Scarlatti. Michael Lewin in Scarlatti's A major sonata, and there are many A major sonatas of the 600 Scarlatti sonatas, and this one is labeled by Kirkpatrick, the harpsichordist, who made a chronological survey. This is 328 if you want to get the music. The longo number, which confuses the situation greatly, I do not have for you at this moment. It may be interesting to listen to Mozart's Allegro Molto movement from the celebrated Symphony No. 40. The arrangement of the K550 is by Johann Nepomuk Hummel. Hummel was Mozart's pupil, lived with him when he was a child, about 8 years old, for 2 years. Can you imagine having dinner with Hummel and asking him what went on in that household? The player of this unusual item is Cyprian Katsaris. Hummel's transcription you just heard of Mozart's 40th Symphony, the Allegro Molto movement, and it was played very well, always meticulously, by Ciprián Katsaris. Katsaris loves to find those esoteric items. I mean, I think it's almost an obsession with him. But he plays some of the permanent repertoire, of course. If you have felt that the Mozart transcription a little bit bloodless, well, I think you're joined by others. Mendelssohn once said to Liszt, when Liszt said, "I can transcribe anything to the piano," and Mendelssohn said, "I don't think you could transcribe the Mozart 40th Symphony," and Liszt looked at him and said, "No, I don't think I can." It was a wonderful novelty. I don't know that we want to hear it again tomorrow, but it was played by that fellow who does so much for the esoteric, neglected music, Ciprián Katsaris. Glad to be with you. I'm David Dubois, and we are listening together, and I hope you're able to listen well. So many distractions, they drive me half mad. Last week, when listening to this program, I was interrupted 5 times, one time by my cat, the most incredible British short hair, Blue, and I think he must weigh 70 to 90 pounds. Anyway, I was interrupted, and one time to one person I said, "Stop talking. Listen to the Piano Matters. I can't think of a better thing to do for at least an hour a week. Give yourself to the piano, the instrument of the immortals." Do you know the music of David Chaitkin? It's very good music. The composer was born in New York, 1938, and someone described his music as effortlessly original. The pianist David Burge has performed a library of contemporary piano music. I've really neglected him on these programs. Well, he shouldn't be, because he is one of the foremost pianists that has given so much to so many composers. And here is his playing of David Chaitkin's 1974 Etude No. 3.
Thank you.
David Chaitkin's Etude No. 3, and I'm sure with every rest and staccato observed, as always, by the meticulous David Burge. There were 12 monarchs in the Norman line, and the first one, as you all know, or do you know, I didn't, was William the Conqueror. We've heard the name, and we know that he ruled from 1066, that was the big year, and he went till 87. The last was Richard II, and he comes in his ruling 1377-1399. Where is Richard the Lionhearted? Well, he's sixth in line of the Norman line, and that was from 1189 to 99. They all seem to have several years indeed in their rule. I'm certain you wanted to know this information, and where else can you get such stuff as on the Piano Matters? Our ears should now be clean. One of the reasons I talk is that you cannot hear piece after piece. There always has to be something in between, or the music, especially on radio, loses its effect. I'm going to hear the Tarantella of Franz Liszt, and it's played by the Chicago-based pianist Dmitri Paperno, who was born in Moscow. Thank you. Brilliant piece of pianism by Liszt, rendered very well. I hate that word rendered, but it just came out. Dmitri Paperno, the player. And it's from Liszt's third book of his Years of Pilgrimage, and he called it Venezia a Napoli. Three pieces are contained in it, and what you heard was the longest and most difficult, the Tarantella. Okay, it's flower-smelling time, so to speak. I'm going to give you a piece by Elizabeth Lauer from her Five Flower Rags, the group of pieces that she created from 1988 through 1995. It was composed for Marvin Ox. He was a lawyer, and he played the piano, and he played this piece. It's titled Marvin Gardens, and the pianist is the composer Elizabeth Lauer. Marvin Gardens, from Five Flower Rags, by Elizabeth Auer. It's a composer who has done many good deeds in her life for many musicians. Won't you join me next time for another edition of The Piano Matters? And this is what the great Simone Weil says of solitude. In what does its value actually consist, she asks. For we are in the presence of ordinary matter, even the sky, the stars, the moon, trees in flower. Things of lesser value, perhaps, than a human spirit? I doubt it. Solitude's value consists in the superior possibility of attention. To be attentive is much different than to be concentrated. If one could only be attentive in the presence of a human being. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening.
The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org.